You're listening to the number one motorcycle podcast in the Philippines.
Sa Pasig lang, Brad.
Mutang sa Pasig, eh. Metro lang tayo, man.
Grabe naman yung
puti
na yun.
Good evening, everyone.
Uy, ibang puti mo ngayon, ha?
Yun. Nakapogi ka na ko.
Siyempre, grabe kailangan. Grabe naman yung OBB na yun.
I only take out.
Sinong hardcore,
ha? I only take out my pogi cam kung pogi talaga yung ano, yung guest natin. Kasi I need all the advantages. If not, I'm just using my webcam kung yung mga ibang tropa natin. So,
nga, iba. Hindi kasama iba. Sa live ang amoy eh.
Teka lang, bago tayo, makalimutan natin ulit sabihin ito at mapagalitan na naman tayo. Unahin ka lang muna yung ating ano, yung ating tungkulin. So, before we start this episode, we would like to let you guys know that this podcast is also brought to you by Podmetrics. So, madami tayong mga nakatagong bagay para sa inyo. Soon, malapit na ang launch ng Podmetrics. So,
Gen 25.
Yun. Check that out. Big things are happening soon. So, Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. So, iba, may pagkakataon na tayong kumita sa podcast na to sa wakas.
Uy, kumita na tayo, ha? Kumita na tayo. Number one selling affiliate link.
Ng Lazada.
Lazada sa podcast network Asia, oo.
Yun. So, ayos.
Speaking of tunay na rider, etong guest natin ngayon.
Our tunay na rider of the week.
At tunay na Mr. Pogi
of tunay the century.
Eto pa, ka-birthday ko pala to, kaya pala parehong, ano, pareho yung middle name namin.
Ano?
Pogi. Let's all welcome Jericho Pogi Rosales.
Oh man, hindi na sisipot si Echo.
Wala si Echo.
Like, I'm out of here. Oh, he's here.
Ayun na, wow. Diba?
Wow, pa. Thanks. Good evening, sirs.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Echo. You've got a lot of fans here, man.
Good evening, judges.
So, what are you going to do on the stage?
Today po, I will play the guitar without strings. While riding a bike without t-shirt.
And, oy.
Yeah.
Oy. Oy. Gusto namin makita yan.
Grabe.
What's up, boys?
So we've got a lot of friends here, man. Our regulars, Javi, Olives. We've got Jeff. We've got Sir Archie Garcia from RSA Motors. Marami kang mga fans, Echo.
Hindi ko fans yan. May utang lang ako sa mga yan. Kaya nanonood dyan.
Okay, well, there's another person who's watching, Paolo Abrera. Bianca, can you bring up Paolo's post?
I'm honors.
Well.
Mukhang look, may hahab, may ano, sisingling utang, ha?
What do you have, Tito Pao?
So,
bumabawi lang ako kay Pao, eh, kasi siya yung last na napanood ko dito, eh. After ko napanood yun, nagbago yung buhay ko, eh.
Honestly, that was one experience. Was one of the most distracting shows. I'm surprised we got through it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, PG-13 yung show natin yun eh.
Sabi ni Pao, wow, you guys must be pretty desperate for guests. Kung sino-sino na lang.
Yeah. Bro, ako pa yung nagbayad sa kanila para mag-guest ako dito. Sabi ko, bro, ano ba kailangan kong gawin kahit mag-ride ako na walang ano, handlebar, okay lang gagawin ko, pare.
And si Papa Du, what's the color of your panty.
What's the color?
All right, before we... You are our 2-9er rider of the week. These are...
Namaste.
Not our sentiments. These are your fans. So we want... Let's get on with the show. How do you get into motorcycles? How do you get into riding?
Just because I want to be cool. And cool lang ako sa pansin. So... Yeah, I've
well, lahat ng riders ganun.
Actually.
No, it's true. Lahat ng riders, you're not...
Pogi, oh.
Now, the... Walang kwenta tong AirPods na to. Kunyari lang to eh. Anyway. kasi lahat kayo, like, parang pang-seryoso tong ano nyo eh. Like, say, one, nasa studio yung isa. What the heck is that, man? Is that a real head inside a helmet?
Saan?
Ayun, kay Iba.
It's 13 lucky monkey yan.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
From one of the 13 lucky monkey dudes, Ryan.
Hindi sa Sing Sing nilalagay ni Iba yan.
Sa ulo mismo.
Okay, sana ko sa ulo eh.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's it started with my father. So, he's the one who's siya yung talagang tunay na rider sa family. Aww. So his job was an insurance agent. So ikot siya ng Pilipinas, naka Kawasaki D3 siya. Yung so yun yung kulay pula na motor niya. And then hindi niya ako tinuruan, pero I could say that yung riding parang nasa dugo mo talaga, yung parang hindi ka mapakali. And he bought me like those little motorcycle toys na may susi. Alam mo yung pag hinatak mo yung
parang
motocross, pare, gumagano na, no? So yun yung mga toys na binibili niya sa akin. So I guess that's how it started. And then my first bike was in 1999 or 2000, I remember. It was a Yamaha R6. Yeah, it was a really, really fast bike that I can
not a recommended really, really first
ride
bike.
Slow. Parang yung parang yung California Superbike School namin nila Drew na. Si Drew was like, "Pew, pew, pew, pew." In my head, I was like, "What?" But sa video ganito 'yo. I was really, really slow. But yeah, that's how it started, and then I switched to a Vespa because I nearly got into an accident with the R6, and then I just switched to a Vespa, and then Vespa, and then
the R6 is
I
not
know. And
a
then
beginner
I met,
bike.
I met Toddy, and then sila Kit, and then they brought me to Ropali, and then for one whole year in 2014 or 2015, we were looking for the perfect custom bike, like the one bike that would get me back into the scene, parang ganon. But I've always had my Vespa. So, yeah, and then pahiram ng pahiram dun kila, no? Sila Mark Lakay, nagpapahiram sa akin ng mga bike, ganyan. Sige lang, sausaw lang ako ng sausaw kung kani-kanino every Thursday sa Ropali. And then, yeah, and then I found my bike, and it was the first... yung mga issue ng Ducati na scramblers dito sa
mga issue sila... talaga yung mga Ducati.
Wait, sino yung we've heard multiple stories about the origins of the Brap Pack, no?
Yeah.
And it all centers around the Ducati scrambler.
Yeah.
So was
it
Ryan who started it? Was it who was the one who started the Brap Pack?
Yeah, the Brat Pack actually ang nagsimula talaga niyan si Brat Drew. Pack. Si Brew. Oh, si Brew talaga yan. Si Brew. si Drew talaga yung nagsimula niya. I'm trying to come up with a funny story but I can't. So never mind. But he was like texting people na naka-scrap na Ducati scrambler parang ganoon. So he texted Sid. I'm not sure kung sino pa. Drew is like, siya talaga nagsimula. And then the Brap Pack, parang ganun. Parang yung simula nun, yung first name was parang scrambled eggs. Parang ganun yung sinabi niya. Kasi mga wala, mga bugok na itlog eh, tapos na mainit na motor, parang ganun. So scrambled eggs, 'di ba? Oh. And then one ride, the first ride that I joined, and sila Drew was just like, you know, like on the throttle like the whole time. There was like super, di mo akalain na ganun kasi mukhang mga ang babait, alam mo 'yun? Sila nila Ryan, ang babait, matitino, yung parang ang aamo ng mga mukha, parang ganyan, parang mga endorser ng marshmallow. Pero nung nag-ride pare, sin tuloy-tuloy lang, so yung mata ko yung parang emoji na nakaganon, 'di ba? So follow lang ako ng follow sa kanila. And in my head it was just like brap 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 brap. And then I got the name from, you know, Rat Pack, and so it's like Brap Pack. So okay, Brap Pack.
Ah, Brap started... Pack.
Yeah, Brap Brap.
All along alam ko Brap
Brap at Pack.
Brat Pack.
Yung wives, it's actually like you have a thread for the wives. It's called Braps and Panties. So, yeah, that's the whole story. I think we've said the story like 300 times already. I don't know.
So, speaking of the Brat Pack,
I don't know.
Ang gulo ko yan ang mga yan.
Kami nga yung pinakamabait eh. Ang gulo naman si Toto.
Coach, all right. Speaking of the Brat Pack, again, this isn't from us. You have a secret admirer who sent this video.
Heartwarming yan.
Very, very heartwarming. Very touching.
Alam ko na yan, putik.
Oh.
Expectation. Ang higpit ng helmet na yun.
That's from Sid.
I will not reveal my sources.
That's how really yan eh, di ba? Ganyan naman talaga yung pinakaswapin ng pagtanggal ng helmet, di ba?
Kaya tingnan nyo muna kung may camera sa paligid.
Di ba? Tatanggal na yung kaluluwa mo eh. But anyway, we actually shot that. That was from a commercial that Sid shot. It was a shampoo commercial, and then we couldn't. Syempre mess the hair up, di ba? Hindi pwedeng ganun. Kailangan maayos yung buhok. I remember that binoblower pa nila yung buhok ko dati. So Sid had this like idea wherein, you know, you put the helmet in front of you, or sa likod yata or sa harap, parang ganun. Pag ganun sa likod. So pagtanggal mo ng ganun, buong-buo pa rin yung buhok mo. It was like some camera trick that he did. It's like, woo, cool na cool, man.
Bro.
Yeah, it actually worked.
Camera trick pala yun.
Yes, sir.
Wait, the second time, pinapractice ko yun eh.
Try mo, bro. Baka magulo yung buhok mo.
Hindi na nga eh. Kaya nga, I cut my hair short na eh. Na-disappoint na ako sobre.
So Jolly is our resident engineer and moto expert. Jolly.
Ayun. Ano nga eko eh, ang sabi nga nila ano eh. Mas madaling i-judge isang tao based on the bike he rides.
Yeah. Oh, ganun ba 'yon?
Ano lang, biro lang. Well, oo, totoo. Pero
judgmental mga rider, no?
Oo, no. Ay, naka GS 'to, tanda na siguro 'to. Yung mga ganun. Ay, KTM, sira ulo magmotorsiklo 'yan. Mga ganun.
Naman.
Sakit,
ah. Uy, masakit ah. Masakit
yun.
Si Iba yun?
Wala akong topak, ha?
Kaya pala si Ryan naka-KTM, eh.
Oh, sobrang bait nun. And feeling ko si Ryan is the only one in the Brat Pack that can take off his helmet and still have beautiful hair.
Oh, yeah, man.
Second, anong shampoo ni Ryan?
Third si Sid.
Ayun. Anyway, gusto ko tanungin Echo eh, parang what's in your stable right now? Anong mga bikes ang mga meron ka ngayon?
So i-judge natin si ano, si Echo.
Chef, man. Chef, man.
Yung ano, kahit yung mga legal lang.
ano, like actually, kusa, ano ba yung mga, lahat ng mga bikes ko kasi, ano eh, I mean, ayoko lang ma-judge, di ba? Pero lahat ng mga bikes ko sa garahe, mga nakakaw lahat eh.
Alam mo, lahat kayo nagdi-deny na may mga motor kayo, ha? Lahat kayo.
Iba, de facto na andito na si Echo, na parang umikot na eh.
Oo nga.
Yung bike ko nga, wala may history, mga ganun. That joke lang. So, what's my bike? Actually, since the pandemic, medyo na nag-unload na ako ng ano. Si Ryan is the one that we actually, I usually ask kung ano yung tamang lang lineup ng bikes mo, ganun, parang ganun. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound mayabang or something like that, but I mean, nothing compared to like Drew's stable and Ryan's stable. Pero most of
Ryan's the only person I know who has a 790S and a 790R. He's the only person I know that has both of those 790s.
Saka sabi nila, motor mo daw lahat ng mga nasa garahe nila.
Oo nga.
Yeah, akin lahat ng mga motor nila, akin lahat yun. Para sa mga nakaparada sa kanila na hindi naka-register sa family ano, sa family account, akin lahat yun.
Declaration, undeclared units.
Undeclared.
So what are the bikes you can declare?
Kim's just like yeah, you ride you ride whatever you want to ride. It's like Kuya Jay gave me a GS 12 the triple black na 1200. So that was a gift from Kuya Jay. So that's going to stay with me for life. And yep, then yep. I have a DT100 na Yamaha for the two stroke for the beach and for trail. And
maganda yung
ano? Yeah, I have a yellow one.
Ang trail yun eh.
Sa poster, bro.
Mm. Ah, okay.
Yeah. Nakakatuwa yung bike na yun kasi walang plastic yung ano niya, walang rubber yung spark plug niya. So every time tumatama yung tubig sa beach, namamatay na lang yung motor. Tapos umiiga na lang siya ng ganun.
But wait.
But it's so much fun, man. And then I still have my Triumph 900 na EFI, the Scrambler. It's red. I got it from Kit. I got it from Kit from way, way back. And yun, love at first sight. Yun. We rode that bike all the way to Leyte. And then I have my Cerro. I love my Cerro. And then I have my XE, the Triumph XE.
Mm.
That's it.
Dual
si
sports
sabi
lahat.
Niya. Sabi ni Todi.
Sola, can you bring up Todi's post? So those are the bikes that you have in your house. Ano mga yun, Todi?
Wala akong tinatago dyan. As in, ang problema lang sa akin, since wala tayong test drive dito, it's like, this is always the case for everyone, di ba? You're like, try this bike. You can't test drive it. You have to buy it. And then, after 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, benta mo na naman, palit mo na naman, and then bili ka na naman, palit ka na naman, bili ka na naman. It's like, I'm sure you guys are familiar with that.
It's very easy to go up to anyone. Archie's here. Archie, if I message Archie. Now, Archie, pwede pa yun ng 1250.
Papahiram mo na siya. Yung na, yung R16 na.
Hindi naman kailangan bilhin eh.
Iba, sa'yo. Sa aming dalawa ni Bak, ayaw ko may pahiramin kaya. Tinatago yung motor.
So, ibig sabihin na judge, kami. Na-judge na kayo bago kayo nakahiram ng bike.
Ako nga, hinuhuli pa ng pulis eh.
Ba't ka nangihiram ng bike? Kali ka dito, kulong kita.
So, pero eko, napansin ko lang ha, lahat ng motorsiklo mo, di ba? GS, Triumph Scrambler, di ba? Zero. Yeah. Talagang ano no, mahilig ka talaga mag dual sport.
Yeah. Kasi gusto ko talaga ng ano eh, ng street style talaga. Gusto ko talaga yung nakasubsub ako.
Okay. Pero ito kasi, parang,
that was a joke,
diba,
bro. Kala ko pala si
the joke flew right over my head.
Pero, I know, I was like, medyo kulang sa humor eh.
Okay. Nandito si Sir Hill.
Pero technicals, okay, magaling yan.
You don't have to buy.
Gets ko na.
Sir Hill, game.
Game.
Serious mode tayo.
Sir Hill. Echo, you can borrow any bike from BMW. You don't have to buy anymore, man. Just keep your 1200 GS. R18,
wala
R18
na, kinuha na ni Toddy yung GS ko eh. Naka-Toddy na yung GS ko eh. Nawala daw yung susi eh.
Bukuhan na ako.
Nako. Yan yung mga problema ng mga kilis eh.
Diba? Wala na eh. Wala, well, I mean, di rin makaride during the pandemic masyado, diba? So, I bring everything to the beach and then I'm really, I like, you know, adventures, and surfing was my first love, is my first love talaga. So, everything that's medyo outdoorsy and, you know, that's me. That's my style. So, I like, you know, just like my father, I really like going out of town and then kahit na off-roading, ganyan. So, yun talaga yung, ano, yun talaga yung trip ko. I had a Thruxton R, and then, ano pa ba mga sport bikes yung mga dumaan? Basta, nangihiram-hiram din ako ng mga sport bikes. And then, we did the California Superbike School. And I just realized after a couple of years, and I said, okay, my, you know, we did this Lahar.
Oh, yon.
The Lahar thing. I don't know if you guys remember that, diba? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, this is it, man. I mean, this is the view that I want to see all the time. So, I'm really off-roading talaga yung trip ko.
Kinain mo pa nga yung sausage ko eh.
parang inagawan kita ng baon, ha?
Hindi.
Okay. Hindi, yung, diba? Tsaka sa
Can I get
dirty.
Si Buck.
Oh, yeah.
Si Buck makes these awesome sausages.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, man.
So, kinain mo lang yung sausage ko, nakalimutan mo na lahat.
Sarap naman yung sausage yun. Nakakalimot.
Pare, ganun yung sausage na yun. Pag kinain mo yung sausage na yun, lahat makakalimutan mo.
For all of our viewers, we're talking about actual sausages that Buck makes. Okay, he makes awesome sausages. It's not a euphemism.
Habang usapang sausage, ano, pa-like na din, pa-follow na rin yung ano, El Pago Sausages na page sa Facebook.
endorsed by Echo yun.
Mark, wala tayong pambayad sa tunay na rider.
Bili naman kayo sausage oh, para may pambayad
okay, kami. Legit na to. Sausage party na talaga to.
Ayun, mabuhay El Pago, sabi ni Nong BG.
Oh, si Nong Yo. BG. Yan ang mayari ng BGC.
Wow. All right.
Oh my.
We're not really getting a straight answer out of Echo about what bikes we've got. But at least
no, that's it. That's it. That's really that really that's it. You know.
Pero sa lahat ng mga bikes niyan Echo, ano yung lagi mong nararide?
To be honest,
favorite. Mm.
Yeah. Because we all have multiple bikes. And there's that one bike we ride all the time.
It's a Triumph 900 na scrambler. Kahit na wala siya.
Pinaka simple.
Kahit mabigat siya. Kahit na, you know, sometimes pumapalya siya. Tumatawag ako kay Toddy to. Nandito sa ilalim ng tulay. Umuusok yung motor ko.
Anong
gagawin ko? Wala na akong headlight. Todd, may namamatay. Todd, may sumisiklab. May mga ganun eh. Pero to the rescue pagi si Toddy tsaka si Ariel. But that's my go-to bike. I love that bike. There's something about that bike that, you know, I've had a few accidents with that bike, but I don't know. I just can't let it go, man.
You know, that's exactly how Toddy and I became friends. Like back in the 90s, I had a Shadow Ace 400cc. Yeah. And umigay yung
is that a Honda?
Honda, yep.
Shadow.
A Honda Shadow. And yung rectifier bumigay. Oh my God, I still owe Toddy for that rectifier.
Dun, dun, dun.
I remember, man. I owe you, bud. Dun, dun. I owe you.
Bud, i-type mo nga dyan yung ano, kung magkano yung utang ni Iba sa'yo.
Plus interest.
Plus interest,
ilang years.
90 years. Kasi may mga utang tayo eh.
20% per annum.
Anyway, and that's you know that's what riders are, you know, you can rely on your rider buds, man. Like Buck has bailed me out multiple times. Jolly, I've bailed out Buck literally from police.
ano tayo eh, parang may isang malaking circle ng pagbe-bail out.
Yeah, it's just a never ending, man, paying it forward.
Yeah, Toddy's just like been, he's been my hero, man. Like, many times.
Okay.
kahit si Archie, yung si Archie natanggalan ng ano ng clutch.
Oh.
Pero si Archie, galing nung ginawa niya sa clutch niya, pare, meron siyang vice grip na dala-dala eh. Yung biyahe namin ng Sagada, plies yung gamit niyang clutch eh.
Si Archie, ano yan, Club PK, born and raised yan, along with Toto. So, madiskarte talaga mga yun.
Pet Malu, pare. Pet Malu. Yeah, so, Club PK yeah, that's, pa my, naman eh. That's my one bike. I just, it has some, I don't know, it's the sound of the bike, and it's the memories, and it's just the most relaxing bike that I have, you know. Pag sinasakyan mo siya, parang, it's just so therapeutic, man. That's it.
Yun.
So yeah, Buck is
tayo,
our
sa tingin ko ano eh. Sa tingin ko iba lahat naman tayo, meron tayong one shitty bike in our garage. Na hindi natin mabitaw-bitawan.
My LX 150 Apocalypse Vespa which was made by Toddy.
Apat yata 'yung sa akin na shitty bike.
dapat si Toddy 'yung ginest niyo dito, hindi ako eh.
Actually, yeah.
We should.
Kratos Customs, man. Kratos Customs. Yes, sir.
Oh, Kratos Yo. Energy drink. And
so Buck is our resident.
And kay Emilio to my inaanak Emilio, if you're watching.
So Buck is our resident adventurer. Because he does crazy things on motorcycles, no? And Buck, you've got a couple of questions, man.
Usapang adventure ba to? Binabasa ko yung script eh. Ano ang best go-to riding destination mo?
Oh man, Pampanga and Zambales.
Yeah, so, Pampanga kasi off-road yan ah.
Yeah,
oh, mahilig sa lahar to eh. Kasama lagi sila AJ.
Yeah, sila AJ. Si AJ yung kasama kasi madali puntahan eh, tsaka nung pandemic.
Lahar lord yun eh.
Oh, hindi mo na kailangan ng ano, hindi mo na kailangan ng swab test or ng ano, basta Lord. Social distancing lang kayo. And then sarap yung pagkain sa Pampanga. And
oh, may bagong race track nga pala ron, no?
Yep. Oh, saan? It's a secret race track siya doon sa may Barangay Hall, malapit doon sa may Arayat. Bali.
Bawal na daw taga QC ron eh.
Secret eh.
Not so secret anymore.
Not so secret anymore. Yeah.
You can post the GPS link.
It's a farmer-owned racetrack. So it's a dirt track na pag-aari ng isang farmer siya. Mabait, sobrang bait. And
itago natin sa pangalang.
Tago na lang natin sa pangalang Dodong. Dodong Diamond. Anyway, I go to ano if I kung gusto ko mag-relax dati, Clark and Subic. Bali ka ng Clark and Subic. I'm more of like the north, ano eh. I don't go north. So much sa east or sa south. More north kasi, I don't know, I just like the vibe sa north. I like the sunrise also pag medyo napaaga ka. But it's just like the best solo ride for me. Aww. I mean, a quickie ride na kung trip mo.
Tsaka maganda kaya, sunset sa north.
Okay, punta ako dun sa ano. Punta ako sa shop ni Toddy.
Yeah.
Manggugulo. Babalik na.
Yep.
Tapos yung kalad-garing friend ko si Odi. Si Odi. Si Odi yung madalas talagang kahit na madaling araw. Hindi, madalas ako mag-ride dito sa Marikina. Ang trip ko gabi. So ikot-ikot lang ako. Yan. Tapos uwi na.
Yan lang. Actually, sarap mag-ride ngayon sa gabi. Because there's
no lamig.
Ang lamig
ka.
Yeah, it's just more peaceful. I just miss those days where, I mean, at least nung 2014, 2015, you know, riding was not stressful, di ba? It was like riding was more of like really like cool fun. Yun nga, yung mga tambay hits, di ba? Ride tayo dito sa ganyan, discovering new places. I mean, now, sumabog na talaga yung moto scene, di ba? And so, everyone's really like busy and everyone's delivering things, motorcycles are now like used for businesses and stuff, and there's just like chaos really that you can't avoid in the morning. So that evening, everyone wants to relax, and so we've been blessed to be able to like go out at night, you know, and just ride, you know, even just for 1 hour. Sometimes I go to Tanay on my own and I come back.
So, sa lahat ng mga ride mo, ano yung mga pinaka-paborito mo ron?
I guess it's mostly yung mga ano eh, mga
lifetime. Lifetime favorite.
Lifetime
actually,
favorite.
There was one that you dedicated to your dad. That was awesome.
Oh yeah, I will never forget
Cody,
that.
Kasama sila Mike, the Brat Pack.
Yeah,
hey guys, nako, may emergency si Paolo Abrera.
Ano daw?
Tulong daw. Ito sa comments, oh. Guys, help. Di ko alam kung sino ang pinaka-pogi sa grupo.
Kanina ba dapat ako nakatingin? Mukha ng salamin, Paolo.
Nagbubukuhan ng edad, ah.
Mukha ng salamin, tignan mo yung sarili mo. Oh, flex, i-flex mo yung abs mo. Ikaw lang yung 50-year-old na alam ko na, ano eh, sexy.
Wow, 50 na pala si Paolo?
Well, is he 50 or 48?
Okay, round up to
wait, so sorry, going back, I saw the video of, and I was touched by that ride. No?
Maganda na
siya
pinon.
Yeah.
May nagkwento sa akin that you guys tumabi kayo and kumain kayo sa tabi-tabi. And biglang may mob na sa labas. And they were all that. Like, you can tell us about that story. Ano nangyari doon, Echo?
Okay, so we were the trips, ano na, kumbaga the mission was done na, no? So mission accomplished na kami. We reached it was a ride for my it's a tribute for my father Santiago. So we actually have a patch for that. Javi and Drew made patches for that from Vamos. So Vamos boys, yun. Sana dumating na dito yung patch na yun. Anyway, we reached San Juanico Bridge kasi yun yung mission namin was to replicate the photograph of my father. So si Sid was the one who took the photo of me dun sa kung saan same spot kung saan yung na-discover ko na picture ng tatay ko. On our way back, we were so hungry that I remember that Sid and Toddy were like kind of fighting because we were so hungry. Anyway, look, true friends, we all fight, you know. Sometimes we're like sagutan and stuff, but you know. Anyway, pagdating namin dun sa ano, nakahanap kami ng kubo, may canteen, kumain kami. Pagpasok namin dun sa kubo, nag-order kami ng pagkain, nandiyan na yung mob sa labas. As in, umabot na siya sa point na isa lang muna, hi, tapos yung point na pare sinarado na namin pinto, lumalabas yung mga kamay dun sa bintana. Tapos sila. Kasi nandun ako. Nandun
para si zombie apocalypse na.
Pare, hindi ako nagbibiro. Hindi ko sasabihin kung saan to because ayaw akong disrespect yung mga tao. Pero nandun ako, nandun si Ryan, nandun si Drew, nandun kami lahat sa loob. Lumalabas na yung mga ganun na yung scenario para yung nangyayari. Until bumukas, ito yung syempre yung sa utak ko. No? Bumukas na yung pinto, pumasok na silang lahat. Oh. Tapos naalala ko na lang si Ryan, pinick up niya yung isang tao, binuhat niya, sabi niya, sinabi ng mamayanay!
Slow motion! Slow motion!
Slow motion, sinabi siya yung tao sa labas.
Sinabi!
Lahat kami napatingin sa kanya na gano'n. Wow! Tapos sabi nung kumakain, no! Siyempre, yun yung story sa usak ko, di ba? Pero hayop yun, parang first time namin nakita na talagang pumitik yung si Ryan sa sobrang gutom. Tsaka hindi na namin makontrol. Binuhat niya yung tao, pare.
Sinapo niya. Init siya niya.
Hinagis niya palabas yung tao. Minya ganun.
Gusto ko lang ng picture!
But oh, I mean, in a post-COVID world, that's no longer gonna happen, man.
Nowadays you can it's not that you have an excuse to stay away from people, you know what I mean? But you know, I think everyone realizes that, you know. I mean, we're not only thinking about our safety, people are also thinking about their safety, you know. We're all human and stuff. So yeah, but
so you will miss those kinds of experiences.
Oh yeah,
because the world is another.
I remember that. So sila Javi and sila Ryan, sila Drew, they all went ahead. And Toddy and I decided, Toddy, myself, and Mike, we all decided to stay behind muna and relax. Kasi they had schedule sila Javi. Grabe si Javi, tsaka si Drew, mga warrior yan, grabe. Binanata nila ulit pabalik. We had, what, 4 hours of sleep or three? I mean, it was a weekend ride going to Samar and then back again. And they were just like, pinokpok lang nila ng pinokpok. So, umuwi na sila. I remember stopping at a gasoline station and I was, si Toddy pala. Minto kami sa, si Toddy, lahat ng mga iinumin ko na alak dapat na binigay sa akin nung, mm-hmm. nung may-ari ng resort, sinalo ni Toddy. So, siya lahat ng uminom ng alak na binigay sa akin. So, the next day, hindi namin siya magising kasi hangover na hangover siya. So, ganoon. Yun naman, Toddy, diba? And then, pagdating nito, bumangon siya, nag-ride kami. Pagdating namin ng first to second gas station, hangover si Toddy, nakasandal sa pader, nakaganito. Dito na tayo, minum ng Gatorade. So we stopped for like a few moments and then ride na naman kami. Pagdating namin ng Quezon, pare, bumigay na yung bumigay na yung katawan ko and then I was like palpitating and everything and we had to stop. And yun, somebody had to parang kind of like rescue us because wala na eh. Was it Quezon or somewhere near, like Laguna yata or ano. Basta malapit na siya eh. I couldn't go anymore. And then Toddy had to go home na binabagyo na sila and I was in a van. I was rescued. It was just like so tiring, emotionally tiring. I was running on caffeine lang, parang ganun. So, yeah, I will never forget that ride. Sobrang saya ng ride na yun, pare.
I mean, and you have the pictures to remember it by. Those are the rides everything goes wrong, and you have these little misadventures are the best rides.
Oh yeah.
No, not when you're doing it, but
yeah.
After the fact,
on that same ride, I was like side by side with Ryan, and then the Scrambler 900, the Triumph 900 EFI. Basta for some weird reason, meron ako nasagasaan na parang kalsadang hindi pareho. Lumipad yung bike, pare. Lumipad yung bike, and then bumagsak ako. Pagbagsak ko, namatay na lang yung bike. So, rumaratrat silang lahat, sumusunod lang ako. Lumipad yung bike, pagbagsak, pak, pare, nawala, namatay lang yung bike. I guess I was like, and then I just looked up and I was like, pa, maybe he was like telling me na, come on, I mean, these guys were riding with like ABS and stuff and you're pushing a bike that has, basically nothing, parang ganun. But, it was capable. And then, right, when we reached Bicol, I switched bikes. I rode a BMW, I think it was a SR 1000.
Oh wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The SR 1000. We had a backup bike, the SR 1000. So that
hindi rin pang long ride talaga 'yon. I mean, that's a beautiful bike. That's a wonderful bike, but it's
amazing.
It's an aggressive bike.
Pare, you have to ano,
XR.
Na sabi sa iyo na
XR.
XR, sorry, XR. The XR was amazing, but si Sid, I remember Sid rode his KTM na subsob.
That's the 1290 na.
I think the 1290, yeah, the whole way, man.
GT.
Yeah, that's the GT. I remember the GT. Si Sid, sabi ko, wow, hayop tong bike na niride ni Sid all the way, pare. As in, nakasub-sub siya ng ganun. So I was like, wow. But anyway, when we reached Bicol, Toddy was like this. He was holding what do you call that? Not a spark plug, but one of those fuses. Mga fuse. May hold na ako siyang fuse. Sabi niya, nahulog lang yung fuse mo. Kaya namatay yung bike. Parang ganun. But I was just like, wow. I mean, feeling ko like something saved me from that. It just told me na, okay, stop riding the bike and stop pushing it. And just ride the XR. Parang ganun.
And let's
hindi ako mapamahiin, but during that ride, really, I was like, wow, thank you.
But I also think if it's a tribute to your dad was also out there challenging you, right? I mean, it's not a great tribute if it's easy, also.
I guess, mm-hmm. Or in my head, I have this entire movie in my head about my father, and the parang my image of my dad riding his bike is just like, wow, he's like Rambo or something like that, and but the point of the ride was like to get to know him, parang I had to understand why he loved hanging out with people, why he loved going to, you know, barangay, ganyan, hang out with teachers and soldiers and ganyan, and yun nga, karinderya hits. And that was his life. And, you know, I think it was challenging to, parang yung challenge was like, it's an emotional ride eh, parang ganun eh. Going pa lang, di ba? But really, having your friends, when I posted about it, and sila Sid, and the whole Brap Pack, and including Mike, and, you know, Toddy was like there, and they were super supportive, and Judai cooked food for us, and, you know, they invited us to their house, and, you know, I had my manager and some, you know, the crew shooting, parang ganon. It was amazing. It made everything feel so, I mean, it made everything feel easier to do. To think that we had less than 3 days to accomplish the parang ganon, the mission.
Yeah, so, and it takes a village for something like that, right? You're standing on the shoulders of everybody who's been there helping you out. And I guess that was also part of the lesson that your dad wanted you to learn, no?
Yeah, I mean, I lost, that's the, I mean, not to be cheesy or anything, but yeah, I lost a father, but I gained like friends, like more friends. Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's one motorcycle ride that, you know, bonded us talaga. And I said, wow, I've got real friends, man. So thank you for di nyo na ako sisingilin sa mga atraso ko sa inyo.
Tumahimik na si Pao at the rest.
No, I miss
ba naiyak na? Baka nagpupulas sa luha mo yun.
I remember Drew was like on the bridge. On the bridge, Drew was like, you know, a bit emotional, and he was thinking about his father. And belated happy birthday, Drew. And
happy birthday.
Yeah, happy man. Birthday. Happy birthday.
Belated.
And then I remember everyone, and then Sid, and yeah, I missed Pao and Audie there, but Pao was there to, you know, to support. Of course, Audie was there to support, the very hardworking Audie. So yeah, I mean, that's a
greatest
that's one
light.
Ride I will
that's
never forget. But I remember there's one ride pa before. I di pa wala pa ako sa motos, hindi ko pa kayo kilala. Napasama ako sa isang San Mateo dirt bike ride.
Oh no. Anything that part of that is a bad ending.
Hindi ko nasasabihin kung sino yung huminog sa akin doon, pare. Pero alam niyo ba yung feeling na nakahiga ka, hindi mo na kayang gumalaw, tapos gusto mo na lang.
Alam ni iba 'yan.
Alam ni iba 'yan.
Sagiping ka na lang ng ano, sagiping ka na lang ng mga kaibigan mo, hindi mo na kayang bukay yung bibig mo, parang pakiuwi na itong bike, lagay niyo ako sa sasakyan. Tapos ayaw ko na. Tapos di mo naiintindihan. Umiiyak kayo. Parang umiiyak. Ba't ako umiiyak? Ganun pagod pa rin.
That happened to me a week and a half ago. And akala ko hindi na ako makababa. So gusto ko na bumili ng kubo ng lupa doon. And then sinabi ko kay Buck, balikan niyo lang ako dito. Dito na ako titira. Kasi hindi ko na kaya bumaba.
Something, you know, happens in your head, and you're like, you just give up.
after the 10th fall, I'm like, I was lying down and the bike was on top of me, and sabi ko, ayoko na. Like I didn't even bother to pick up the bike, like nakahiga na ako in the mud, and I'm just like, I can't anymore. Yeah.
The sad part was like, I could hear bikes flying over me. Yung ganun. Yung ginanong ka, yung parang, wow pare, never again. Ewan ko na ulit sumama sa, yung pag di mo kilala, tapos hindi mo alam yung trail, parang ganun. Okay na ako dito. Oh yeah, I remember one more ride. I remember Africa. So, Oy. Sahara. Yeah.
Wow.
On a KTM. That was, wow pare. Parang panaginip yung
chong. Bucket list yun.
Yeah, it was a rental bike, but I was with the guy who rents out the bikes. He's a pro, and he was very nice. He was good teacher naman. So you're in good hands talaga. But it was like beautiful, parang or di ba orange sand, and you're just you're there, man.
Yep.
You have no sense of direction. You don't know where you're going, and you're looking at this guy, and you're like, how do you know? How do you know where we're going? Diba? And the giant sand dunes, you're looking down and you're like, I am freaking here, man. It was the best, pare. It is something that something that I would do again. And I discovered, I don't know if you guys heard about Scram Africa.
Yung sa North Africa, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuel motorcycles. And that was the plan sana before COVID. But that was 2019 and then the COVID struck. But that's one ride na parang, it's the kind of ride that scares you. Parang mm-hmm. you don't know if kakayanin mo because number one, you don't know the people. Number two, you know, tough guys are gonna be there and, you know, I'm this thin guy na, you know, mm-hmm. I don't even know if I, minsan bumibigay ako sa, mm-hmm. sa pagod, parang ganun. But it's just something that wants to, it calls you, man. It's like, yeah, you have to
yep,
do this.
Yep.
You have to do this, you know. So I have that ride in my mind all the time.
My wife and I, a couple of birthdays ago, we were lucky. But this is like the lazy adventure. We went to Morocco. We spent one day on rented some motorcycles, rode around, went glamping in the dunes,
wow.
and ended up in like the next day in one of the Aman resorts. So that's my kind of adventure. Man, just spoiled.
That's an expensive adventure, man.
Luckily, my parents were there. We had friends who treated us to that like birthday extravaganza. So that was pretty awesome. But the color of the sand, iba talaga yung hue riding there, diba? And it's not.
Yeah.
It's a different experience.
I don't know what it is about the desert, but it was in the desert that I felt like everything else doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just gave me that feeling na parang okay, I could lose everything right now and I'll be fine.
Yep. I know that feeling.
Parang,
you feel
sense.
Small
and yeah. it feels everything insignificant.
So massive.
compared dun sa terrain.
I remember having that sense of like not like I don't want to be like irresponsible or anything, you know what I mean? But it just gave you that parang it's that magical simplicity that's mm-hmm. pero in your mind and in your heart, it's like you found treasure, parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
It's so magical, pare. Yung talagang, wow, pare. Grabe to, pare, ha?
yun pala ang feeling ng mga camel araw-araw.
Kaya pala ang tamad ng mga camel.
That's why sa desert lang sila.
Grabe to, pare.
Kaya pala tubig lang gusto nila, eh.
Speaking of adventures, speaking of helping people out, we have this picture, and maybe you can, Sola, Bianca, could you post that picture? That again, one of your fans, one of your many fans shared with us. And maybe you could tell us about what was happening here.
See ya.
Sola, Bianca.
Iniwan na tayo ni
Hello, hello. Parang nag-zone out yon.
I see it. Oh my God.
Baka you can zoom in a little bit. Okay. I'm not sure.
Eko din hawakan mo.
Legs ng mama.
Legs.
Legs yon. Okay.
Okay. Story here is that I was behind Ryan. We were behind Ryan and Ryan nearly got into an accident in Baguio. Merong isang buong truck ng Sayote na nawalan ng preno na kasalubong ni Ryan dyan sa curb na yan. Okay? Nawalan siya ng preno, yan yung driver, yung mama. Andyan sa gilid niya, may ano kami. Ngayon, ang ginawa niya, imbis na dumiretso siya para maiwasan si Ryan, umiwas sa kanan, and then siya, sumubsob siya dun sa may mountain. Ang problema, sumubsob
Nalaglat?
Siya sa mountain. Dun siya sa kabilang side ng mountain, hindi dito.
Okay.
So, parang yung naging preno niya, yung side, yung wall ng mountain. Tapos, syempre, since farmer, meron siyang itak doon sa gilid ng bulsa niya. Yung itak, kaya siya ganyan, kasi tumusok yung itak sa hita niya.
Oh!
Ah!
Oh my God!
Ito kami, si Ryan, nakaupo doon sa gilid, medyo shock ng konti, hawak yung pink towel niya, tapos, galing kay Juday, sabi ko, kailangan natin ng pamunas dito dun sa, binunot yung towel na pink ni
towel.
Ryan. Ayaw bigay ni Ryan kasi nga bigay ni Juday yun. Yung story ng pink towel na yan. Tapos may alcohol doon, pag nag-zoom in ka, binuhusan ko ng alcohol yung hita ng mama. Tapos mag-zoom in ka doon sa mukha ng matanda, ng mama. Diba? Sabi niya, parang gusto niya ako murahin.
Bakit parang, tanga na mo. Ng alcohol. Bakit may alcohol? Hindi namin kailangan yan.
Hindi yun nangyari dyan. Pero hinatid namin siya sa, after that, hinatid namin siya sa clinic and okay naman siya. And then, the car was safe, he was safe, Ryan safe, we were all safe. But, we will never forget the pink towel and that alcohol and the bolon sa hita nung ano.
So, asa na yung pink towel?
Na kay Ryan pa rin.
Inuwi niya.
Nakalagay sa frame.
So I mean, it also goes to like riders will help other riders.
Yeah. If, like,
parang regardless of the kind of motorcycle they're on, because we can all relate to the experience and that other riders are that happen, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not, di ba? It's like sometimes parang hindi mo talaga maiwasan, may makita ka ng ganun, talagang gusto mo lang tumulong eh. I will never forget that. That's our Baguio Sagada Manila ride.
Again, I will not reveal any sources. I've been sworn to secrecy. As to pero this is the most journalistic motorcycle podcast in the Philippines. We do our research.
Yeah. Is there another one? Yeah.
Nabanggit nyo rin lang naman yung rescue at saka tulong. Meron ka bang mga like ako ang tip ko lagi sa mga rider, kailangan meron ka laging dalang first aid kit. Kasi It's either ikaw ang mayayari or meron mayari na ibang tao, makakatulong ka kahit paano. First aid.
Na yung first aid kit mo, may sanitary pad, may napkin.
Oo. Kasi magaling mag-absorb yun ng bleeding.
Yep.
Tapos lagyan mo na yung malaking tape dun sa gilid, tsaka duct tape, para malaking band-aid siya.
Yep, exactly.
So ikaw, meron kang bang parang tip sa mga ibang riders or mga hacks?
Yeah. I normally bring like a bag of blood.
Ayun, medyo mas may sense. Para pag naubusan ng blood.
Yeah.
May transfusion kagad.
This is not like a morbid place.
No, I mean, we have like the group, kami nila Ryan and sila Sid. Si Sid, we call him manager. Our group has a database of like our blood type, the phone numbers, the addresses, and everything. When we ride as a group, so we have that. We have everything, every kind of information, every number that we need to call. And then, of course, if it's a long ride, we plan it out. And you'd want to check, is there a hospital there, what's the situation there. Parang ganun lang eh, di ba? Pero the basics, syempre, ano ba yung kailangan mong, na pwede mong ilagay sa motor, di ba? Alcohol, mga ganyan. But you don't really should put any, alcohol sa sugat. But band-aid and But ako lang, parang simple lang eh. Water, and then maybe, ano ba? Wala akong pakialam sa ganyan. Okay lang.
Well, that's a great segue, Buck. To Buck's intro.
Walang naisip ang putik.
No, that's perfect. That's the perfect segue.
Ang mas importante kasi sa akin, ang nasa bag ko pumada eh. Basta may pumada ako, tsaka may pikay kit ako, mas importante sa akin yung kaysa band-aid eh.
Basta may dalang towel si Ryan.
Basta may pink towel.
Wala ka na problema.
I think the basics are there. I mean, it has been said in so many shows, so many talks, so many conversations. But you know what? The first thing that you should do is, I think, courtesy and don't be an idiot on the road. Diba? Don't be like this maniac on the road. You bring that with you. You bring your good values with you because you're on a bike. So if accidents ever, you can avoid accidents pag ganun, di ba? Huwag ka masyadong,
with that masyadong, mindset, yeah.
Di ba? Huwag ka masyadong, sometimes kasi lahat naman sa atin yun, pag sumasakay tayo sa bike, meron tayong biglaang parang, oy, I am amazing, I'm
kayabangan.
The best. Oh, may kayabangan na pumapasok eh. But you gotta be able to control that, di ba? You gotta be able to manage that feeling of like, astig ako, cool ako, oy, ganyan ako, di ba? Because for me, being able to control that, yun ang tunay na rider, pare.
Ah, yun ang definition ng tunay na rider.
Always wear akin, your, ano, always wear your civility.
Correct, civility. Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, you ride also, how your mama taught you.
Oh, since napag-usapan natin yung tips, meron akong ginawang ano eh, video tungkol sa mga technical tips.
Mga tips.
At tanong, pwede na ba natin yun i-play or next season na lang? Ah, next episode na lang.
Play na.
Kwento
mo na eh.
Pwede na, pwede na.
May technical ano tayo eh, may technical difficulties tayo lately eh.
Ito yung first remote na ginawa namin.
Oh. Game, kaya daw sabi ni ano ni producer.
Box useless bike tips.
Oh, kaya pa. Kanina pa ba? Hi guys. Today I will teach you how to put the engine of a 1963 Super Hawk Honda 305. Join us and subscribe. Here's the engine. You can see, as you can see, it's not connected to the chassis. Okay, let's start. Let's get it on. Okay, so this is how you mount an engine to the frame. You see, it's mounted. Till next time, bye-bye!
And that was Buck's useless bike tips. Stay tuned for next one, next week.
Oo. Marami pa yan para marami tayong matutunan lahat.
Oo, marami pa rin kakabit doon sa motor na yun eh.
Oo, madali pa talaga.
Oo, isa-isahin natin. Isa-isahin natin.
Madali pa talaga.
Yeah, thanks for that, Buck.
Everyone, you're welcome. Oh, Jolly, segment mo na.
Ayun, since syempre, mga lahat tayo motorista, hindi mawawala ang tunay na rider pag walang usapang motorsiklo.
So, ay, di ba yung pinag-usapan natin kayo?
Hindi, ito talaga, motorsiklo talaga. Literal motorsiklo. So, may ano tayo eh, kasi si Iba mahilig talaga sa mga KTM eh. So, may hinanda kaming parang bagong labas na motorsiklo na sa tingin na Iba, Buck and I have been debating parang ano ba yung motorsiklo na to, parang saan ba to nalalagay.
And we'd love to get your input, Echo. This is one of the hottest bikes around.
Malamang narinig mo na to eh.
Si Iba kasi neutral eh. Ako okay lang. Si Buck ayaw talaga eh. Kailangan namin ng tiebreaker. So, ang pag-uusapan nating motor ngayon, meron tayong Oro Plata Moto. Meron ba tayong ano? Meron ba tayong bumper?
Bumper.
Meron yata.
Ayun, right. sayang yung bumper pag di ginamit eh.
Palyado yung Harley namin. Ah.
Oo nga eh. Hindi naman, nag-a-idle kasi, single carb kasi, kaya ganun yung tunog. Pero ito kasi, may pag-uusapan tayong motorsiklo. Ito yung Husqvarna na bagong labas na yung 401 Svartpilen. Is it a road bike? Is it a dirt bike? Is it a scrambler?
Is ano it siya? Real?
Totoo ba siya?
Is it electric?
Isip lang.
So,
is it for sale?
Is it for sale?
Sold out na 295
grand.
Wow.
It's an incredible bargain.
Pwede yan, man. No. Parang hugis na yung parang chinop-chop na posporo, no?
Oh, tinama, pareho kami ng nasa isip.
Alright.
Saktong-sakto.
Parang mukha siyang kidlat na... Ganda niya.
I think it is.
Dala ni Ryan to nung isang araw. Ito ba yung dala ni Ryan nung isang araw? Nag-ride kami sa Tanay nung nakaraan.
There are two types. Yeah. There's the Svartpilen. and this is the smart pillin, and there's the vit pillin. The vit pillin is more sub-sub. It's cafe racer.
Hindi siya more sub-sub. It's sub-sub talaga siya.
sabi ni Bing Basit, Tron daw.
Grabe, sobrang polarizing nung bike na to.
So, it's made in the Philippines. The price point is incredible. At are you kidding me?
It's made in the Philippines?
Made in the Philippines. Yep. Laguna the Philippines. Plant, baby.
Yep, wow. Yep. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we're gonna do one of our shows there in the plant. Hindi pa ako nagpaalam, pero magpapaalam ako.
In-assume lang yung iba.
In-assume na namin, pinayagan na kami.
Kung sakaling matuluyan, baka si Iba lang tsaka si Bak papasukin eh. Kasi sila lang may KTM eh.
But it's a sexy bike, man. 295 grand for the Svart Pillin, which is the more standard daily driver one. And you have the 315 grand for the Vit Pillin. So the debate here is, it's built on the Duke 390 platform. Yeah.
Hindi siya ano iba, hindi siya built on that. Iba yung kanyang wheelbase, rake and trail, same suspension and engine. Pero yung mga frame, hindi, yung geometry niya is not exactly the Duke. So yung characteristics ng bike, iba. So Duke.
Iba talaga, the best bike in the world ng Duke eh.
Okay.
Tapos yung nga, yung Vit Pillin kasi is supposed to be a cafe racer na talagang dapang-dapa. Yung Svart Pillin, hindi ko gets eh. Naka-dual sports yung gulong, pero mababa yung ano, mababa yung ground clearance niya. Pero dual sport tires, road suspension.
Yeah, it looks like short nga yung ano niya, no? Yung fork niya.
Mm-hmm.
Ito ba yun? Ito ba yung tinitingnan? Ito yung
yan.
Vit Pillin.
Yan. Yeah, yan yung Svart.
Svart.
Svart Pillin.
Siya yung parang, yung nga, urban.
I'm
so,
feeling
kinocompare namin siya sa Duke. Mas maliit ng onte yung fuel capacity niya sa Duke. Tapos mas mataas yung seat height.
So, anong pinagtatalo na natin dito? Huwag na tayo mag-away. Okay naman siya eh.
Oo nga. Yung ano, yung passenger, yung grab rail ng passenger, but mukhang ano eh. Mukhang pang Batman eh.
Well, you can take it off.
Siya, no?
So Dino Santos, the big boss.
Spoiler yan!
The big boss at KTM.
Spoiler.
Has the same bike. He took it off. You just unscrew a couple of bolts. You don't need it there.
I think it can go.
Ang ganda sa angle ito, ang pogi ng bike.
Yeah,
Porket photography mo yan, maganda sa angle na yan.
Oh, syempre. Tunuruan ako ni Bakpago.
Ano yung debate? I think what Jolly's trying to say is,
ano siya?
If you look at it from, if you compare it to the Duke 390 on paper, the Duke 390 has a larger capacity tank. It's shorter. It's lighter. It has a higher ground clearance. So on paper, the Duke 390 is actually a better bike. But goddamn, this is a sexy bike. I mean, like, it's the same price as the Duke 390, but oh my God, look at it.
Mas mura nga yata.
Mas mura ba?
But I think the purpose of this bike kasi naman is more for like, what, shorter trips and stuff?
It's a city ride.
Yeah, it's like city ride. So maybe that's why it has a smaller tank, diba?
I agree.
Actually,
and that's my argument.
Makes more sense. Kasi ang Husqvarna is pushing it as an urban bike.
It's not one you take on a long ride. The Duke 390, you can. It's built as more of an all-around bike. But this one is definitely something that, you know, is a looker. You'll use it to commute. I like it. I really, really like it.
Ay, Iban, kinokorrect tayo. Mas mahal ang Duke. Mas mahal sa Duke 390 ang Svart Pillin.
Ah, talaga?
Mas mahal ng 10,000. Bilang less.
A little, I mean, it's basically the same 6, price.
6,000 in difference?
Pero wow. Parang bumili ka na.
Ba't ka tumitili, Jolly?
6,000 in difference, ang lit.
I think, but here's my issue with it. It's like me, a fat guy, wearing skinny jeans. And can we show the picture of Buck?
Para siyang skinny jeans. Na kung ang motorsiklo, gagawin nating ano, damit, skinny jeans yung ano, yung mga Husqvarna.
Hindi siya bagay for big boys. It's a sexy looker, but That's
what you mukha.
Hindi ako yan, tinan mo. Burado mukha.
At saka una, 701 kasi yan. Mas malaki yan.
That's a 701.
Pero, ang liit nga. Ang liit sa'yo, Bak.
So, 701 mas maliit yan, yung 401.
Yan. Yung 401 mukhang room si Mojo sa amin eh. Shorts mo yun eh.
Hindi mo, wala helmet.
Naka-shorts.
Walang ulo.
Walang ulo.
So, what do you think, Echo?
I mean, I like it. I don't have a problem with it, you know. I mean, it's definitely, it looks modern to me, diba? So, if modern is your taste, then I've actually nasakyan ko na yan eh nung dinala ni Ryan dun sa ano, nasakyan ko ng konti. It's kind of like short, so for taller and maybe taller or bigger riders, medyo, yeah, it's medyo siguro parang I agree with Iba, medyo alanganin siguro for, you know, but yeah, you have a lot of choices, you know, for like bikes naman out there, diba? But this looks great. I mean, medyo affordable yung price niya and then guwapo siya. I'm just really proud that this guy, this, you know, this bike came here now because
oh.
I was just looking at these guys some magazine. I remember one guy wrote it in Morocco, parang ganun. I think it was 701 ben or 401.
Yeah,
but
probably 701.
Yeah, yeah, but diba, medyo, it's a little bit late coming here to the Philippines.
But it's pero, made here. Look at that. Look at that sexy tank rack.
Yeah,
man, I love it. I love it.
You're buying this bike for the thing, eh, diba? Parang ganun.
Yeah.
I do agree with the. Yeah, I do agree with the dual sport tires. Parang ganun. I think they kind of adjusted. Parang feeling ko lang ha, parang okay for the market, diba, dito or for the road scene, you know, na lang dual sport. Pero
bagay Edsa, bako-bako eh.
Edsa,
bako-bako.
I think it's great, man, with the frame, with the exposed frame, and yeah, tanggalin mo yung ano, palitan mo yung side mirrors, tanggalin mo yung yung spoiler sa likod. And then
tsaka yung keychain na yellow, pangit.
Oh, yung keychain na yellow, yun. Pangit yung keychain na yellow.
Light pH keychain yan,
ba? Light pH ba yan? Ang laki!
The best person to ask like on how to ride this bike is, I think the question is like, how do you ride this bike? Like, paano yung position mo dito? Paano yung ang, di ba? Kasi si Ryan is the best person to ask eh. Karang nung sinusundan ko siya riding this guy, you know, he was, I mean, he looked like he was really having fun with it, but sometimes he would extend his leg out, sometimes, so parang,
mga ganun na,
parang may ganun siyang level eh, parang may, parang gusto mong isupermoto, parang ganun, di ba?
And I think that's what Jolly's saying. Na parang, what is it? Is it
a scrambler?
Is it a road bike? So Ryan is still trying to figure that out. But I think you know,
mga ano ah, may mga rack siya. So adventure bike din ba siya? Diba?
No, it's obviously a city bike. That's where you put your laptop.
It's like, I guess it's a bike for indecisive people or or it's a bike for like people who want everything in one bike, you know, want to do everything in one bike, you know, a little bit of everything, parang ganyan. So it's like if you'd have one bike lang, so ito na yung bike mo, parang ganyan.
Unless you're fat
or more than 5'10" in height.
Yeah. But oh, speaking of ano,
I'm 5'10", medyo na late na ako sa kanya para sa akin.
Speaking of ano, people who aren't fat, Direk Sid, he just says hello Jericho.
Hello Direk, what's up? Ayan, tanungin natin si Direk kasi kakagaling lang diyan sa Hinugan sa Palawan.
Oh, pwede pa pang birding to, Direk?
Anong event yun? Hinugan sa Palawan.
Hininog siya sa Palawan kasi hinugan sa Palawan, hinugan ng santol. Ano sila pare, dinala siya sa isang trip sa Palawan. Yun, nag-sero sila, tapos nag-trail sila. Pare na hinug daw. Hindi niya, dinala siya sa parang expert route or something like that. But yeah, welcome back, Rekdi.
pillion handle yung nasa tank. Actually, pwede. Pang Pinas talaga, pwede mo lagyan ng baby.
Oh gosh.
Pwede mong i-strap yung baby dun sa tank.
Oh, yung baby so, pang, mo lagyan pang, mo ng parang yung kabitan na ganun.
Pang tatluhan na.
Oo. Oh, lagyan mo ng ano, yung upuan niya. Ah, alam ko na kung ano to. Parang habal-habal of the future.
Habal-habal of the future.
Pwedeng gawing Skylab. Yun.
Skylab. Skylab na modern.
Yeah, panalo siya, bro.
Yun.
It's the all right. That white, the white thing on the ano, the ano yan, parang silver thing on the foot peg.
Oh.
Yan yung ano, yan yung kabita ng foot peg niya.
Pillion na ano yata yan.
Huh? Yeah, yung, I would just spray it gray or black.
Para hindi masyado nalitaw
eh. You know,
parang it takes away the attention from the body.
Oh,
actually, Echo, you know you could get it factory custom. What I mean
since
is,
locally made,
you order one, you can, I think,
specify mo lang kung anong kulay gusto mo.
Like, and they will
pare
build
magandang color dyan yung medyo 80s na funky, di ba? Pag ganyang mga,
pink
ano,
yung frame.
Purple,
tapos neon,
red.
Neon yellow yung ano, yung side ng tank, mga ganon, pare, panalo yan.
Celeste green yung upuan, mga ganon.
Tapos lagyan mo ng saraw. Lagyan mo ng saraw, tapos lagyan mo ng kabayo sa harap, mga ganon-ganon.
Local na local. Pinas, Pinoy na Pinoy.
So tapos yung busina mo.
Echo edition.
Mo.
Hindi ko alam kung binibenta natin itong bike. All right. Niloloko natin.
Pareho.
That's a nice
so, anyway, ako personally, I think it's beautiful. I'm just too fat for it. I think it mas bagay for like Sam YG picked one up. Mas bagay for like sila Ryan, yung mga pogi na nagwaping and hindi pang Buck or Jolly or iba. Baka pwede pa kay Echo to.
ako wala akong sabi niya kasi ayoko ng harsh self.
But but I think for me the KTM Adventure 390 is the bike. Yun ang mas bagay sa akin. Which is roughly around Philippine made then.
They're coming up with like smaller displacement na adventure bikes no na lighter,
affordable.
Yeah, and affordable parang ganun. Parang may dumadami din ganun eh.
Ano rin kasi parang yun yung pinaka-practical na displacement dahil yung kalye natin hindi naman din ganun kahaba yung stretch.
Oo.
Yeah. Yung parang makapasok
US. Hindi talaga mauubos yung ano noon. Hindi mo mauubos
yung power, hindi mo kailangan. Oo. Tapos
pero nandiyan pa ba si Sir Hill tsaka si Archie?
Wala na yata eh.
Na, okay, pwede na natin pag-usapan 'yon, tara.
Now, you know, there's so many I had a 1200 GS. I love it. I have an R1150. Which needs to be fixed. But and Jolly has an iconic 1150 Adventure GS, like the first of its class. So we're ecumenical. We love all bikes here, man. Hindi kami biased. Oh, don't judge si Archie.
I can't forget your Vespa. Oi, hi. I remember your Vespa, Iba, your
my apocalypse Vespa. Yeah. Never going to let that go. I love it. That's a Todi original.
Yeah, man. I wish I didn't sell my Vespa, but okay.
So, and that is the last segment of our show. My Pogi cam died na, low bat na siya. So I'm back to my webcam. thank you so much, Echo, for being our 290 Rider of the Week.
Oh, thank you, brother. I mean, it's an honor. I mean, I'm not kidding. 290 Rider, pare. Pengi akong patch, ha?
Definitely. Yun, pag meron na.
Tayo ng, pag may merch kami.
Pare, panali yung 290 Rider, pare. Supportahan ko. But anyway, bro, thank you so much for having me, man. Thank you for letting me share and this is really
ganda
cool. I miss Moto Talk, man. I miss Moto Talk, bro. It's like, dude, we miss like just gathering and stuff. And sila Paolo nga, they have their meron na kaming bago eh. Parang alam mo yun, bring your BYO Okay, Biok, Biok ride. Bring your own kape.
Bring your own kape.
Kape. Bring your own kape. Bring your own great taste barako. Sorry, nag-promote nila.
Subtle.
Padadala ko na lang kayo. Sabi ka na.
Yes. Oy, may gift din kami for you. This is the first time it's ever happened, ah.
Oh,
pero minessage ako ni Adrian from Motul. Kasama ko to sa ano, sa nag-cannonball kami with Jay. And Adrian was like, "Oy, iba. Baka through 29er rider, we can send some Motul oil to Echo." And I'm like, "Kami wala." But yeah, Adrian is going to send you out
thanks Adrian. Thanks, man. I was just like, I was just holding a sticker of Motul kanina eh. Parang niloloko-loko pa namin kanina na Motul oil, 'di ba? Parang bakit mali ba 'yung spelling nito? Parang ano ba Motul oil? Or pero yeah, man, thank you so much. Thank you.
The best oil in the world.
So mag-exchange gift tayo.
Halo sa pag-fried ko ng eggs yan.
And ano, then exfoliate.
Let's do a last shout out to some of our buds. Our one of our hardcore 29er rider viewers is here, Sophie Tarok, daughter of Jay. And she's the reason why we keep it G-rated because hey Sophie, thank you
Sophie.
Joining us. Of course,
hi, Sophie,
Coach
Sophie.
Mel.
What's up, Coach Mel?
I owe you
ano
the Under
si
Armour shirt.
Kasama ko sa Mr. Pogi yan dati.
O yun nga yung kwento niya.
Sabi nga niya, oo.
Wait, I need to, I'm sorry, I need to hear this.
Yeah, kasama ko siya sa Mr. Pogi dati eh. Isa siya sa mga contestants doon eh. Tapos sabi niya, pag nanalo ko, pag binenta mo yung laban, 50-50 tayo. Sabi ko, pag nanalo ko, 50-50 din tayo.
Win-win.
Win-win. Pride na lang yung umiral eh. Sabi sa akin ni Coach Mel, sige bro, sign na yan.
We've also got Syrian in the house. One of the guys who drive Ride PH. Without Syrian, Ride PH would just be Jay vlogging. But
kung wala si Syrian, lahat ng bike reviews ng Ride PH, puro ako na nagmumura lang. So thanks for being my anger translator, Syrian.
The angry engineer, Dali Alarcon. And then thank you again. I'd like to thank our partners, everybody who made this happen. Motul for the gift to Echo, and sana kami rin, Motul, meron, may oil kami.
Maglangisan tayo lahat.
Hindi, maghahati-hati padala na tayo. Pag pinadala nila, hati-hatiin na natin.
Oo. Oh,
dali nyo lang sa akin.
Dala ziplock.
Repack natin. Dadala akong katulpang silin.
Thanks, Otterbox. Thank you, Turatec. Thank you, Under Armour. And thank you,
Bakit yung Otterbox at Turatec? Ba't hindi magpadala sa akin ng iba? Pwede naman din eh.
Well, actually, I'm one of the partners sa Otterbox. So, free advertising. I will send you. Tell me what your phone is. Gusto mo ng pop socket ng Otterbox, I will send them over.
Uy, ba't ako wala akong ba't wala akong Otterbox? Yan na.
No comment. We'll send them over. Parang Motul rin ako. No?
Look, bro. My Otterbox is still here, man.
Uy.
Medyo kailangan ko na ng replacement kasi nasira na siya eh. Kita mo, ako nito. Gumagamit
life
ako ng, di ba?
Lifetime warranty yan.
Adventure, ako nang bahala. Kung si Echo, lifetime warranty yan. Ako nang bahala sa'yo. And then thank you Podcast Network Asia for not canceling us and giving this giving us this space to hang out. And thank you Moto World for my carbon fiber helmet. I freaking love this thing.
Wow, is it the LS2?
It's the LS2.
It's the LS2? Sabi ko na, yeah. That's the LS2. Ganda niyan, pare.
Thank you. Jeff, Ryan.
Uy, habang usapang Moto World tayo, pwede ba kayong mag-stock ng 3X na helmet para may mabili akong helmet sa inyo?
Oh, yun. Jeff, may 3X na helmet. Dude, this helmet.
Meron pero Hello Kitty.
Okay lang, basta kasa sa ulo ko.
And of course, thank you, Echo. Thank you to Paolo, Sid. Thank you to Archie for all of the videos and pictures.
Wala pa yan. Pakala ko man, may papadala ng Mr. Pogi na video eh. Putik na yan.
And yun, that ends our show.
Yeah, man. Mabuhay ang moto scene sa Pilipinas. And thank you so much, Tunay na Rider. Ang Tunay na Rider, Corcho sa Kalye.
Yun.
See you on next episode, Season 3 ng Tunay na Rider.
Ivo Bernardo here from Tunay na Rider, and I'd like to thank Podcast Network Asia for supporting our podcast. You can check them out at www.podcastnetwork.asia.